The Chad Olsen Show. The Chad Olsen Show.
This is the SOS Radio Network. SOS.
Find today's episode and previous editions of The Chad Olsen Show in the podcast page at ChadOlsenShow.com. That's www.ChadOlsenShow.com. Log on now. The Chad Olsen Show.
Check back in. Well, developing tonight, Amherst police consider a fire at a health clinic to be an arson. The fire started at a facility that offers pregnant women alternatives to abortions. As senior reporter Eileen Buckley tells us tonight, the company's CEO says this is just a part of a coordinated attack against pro-life supporters.
This is the face of abortion, ladies and gentlemen. This is the face of abortion.
It was just after 3 a.m. Tuesday when police and fire were called here to Compass Care Pregnancy Services in Amherst. Compass Care CEO Jim Harden held a news conference saying this was no accident. He says windows in the reception room and nurse's office were broken and fires were set inside, causing extensive damage.
So a trio of just lunatic headlines as we start the broadcast today. You hear about the attempted assassination of Brett Kavanaugh. The protesters at Joel Osteen's church over the weekend in Houston, Texas, stripping down to their skivvies, stripping down to their underwear, and chanting profanities inside a church service. Protesting the potential overturning of Roe versus Wade. And then in Buffalo, New York, the firebombing of this Christian crisis pregnancy center, known as the Compass Center in Amherst, just outside of Buffalo, New York. Pro-abortion terrorists firebombing a pro-life Christian pregnancy center in Buffalo, New York, inflicting significant damage to the building, vandalizing the remains with their organization's name. So they firebombed the building, and not to leave any doubt, and you hear the ambiguous tone of the news anchor introducing that story about whether or not this was potentially an act of arson. Never mind the fact that the firebombers literally graffitied the name of their organization. Jane's Revenge is the pro-death organization, the pro-aborts, the pro-abortion terrorists that pull off this attack. They scroll the name Jane's Revenge on the outside of the building of this crisis pregnancy center, and yet the mainstream media is still, you know, trying to leave these reasonable tones, the reasonable tonality, and possible ambiguity about the motivations behind those who might have firebombed this building, or whether or not it was even an attack of arson. it's just so precious, the manner in which these events are covered. But let's listen to the rest of this report. Firebombing of a crisis pregnancy center in Buffalo, New York.
The smoke damage was extensive throughout, as well as a lot of fire damage. We're pretty sure all the equipment's been destroyed. We're not sure. We haven't been able to get in and turn it on. All of our power's out.
Harden says he believes a radical pro-abortion group targeted the offices on Eggert Road. Compass Care is a pro-life medical service which provides alternatives to abortion. Harden says the graffiti written on the backside of the office Jane was here is in reference to an extreme abortion group called Jane Revenge.
So Jane's Revenge is this group that's attempting to strike fear into the hearts of pro-life service organizations to keep them from providing care.
Harden says a similar clinic was
just stopping right there, and you hear the reporter, and I'm all for fair and reasonable reporting. We report, you decide type of philosophy to news gathering. But when you realize the lack of ambiguity, there's no confusion here. There's no vagary about what happened here. This is a firebombing. They scrawl Jane's Revenge on the outside of the building. Jane's Revenge is one of the, it's basically the Antifa wing. It's the paramilitary wing of the militant pro-abortion feminist sect in the United States. And they are clearly willing to take responsibility. And not just that, they see it as credit. They're bragging about their attack. So they tagged the building with the graffiti, clearly indicating who it was that was responsible for firebombing the clinic. And there you have the reporter, you know, prancing and pirouetting around the point that this is an attack. It's a terrorist attack by the radical, militant, militarized left in the United States against a pro-life crisis pregnancy center. This, you see the weapons of our imperilment at this moment regarding this issue and everything else that's we're beset by in this moment. This is an open Marxist coup in the United States. Welcome to your banana republic. These are the things that happen in banana republic, third world nations, when single party rule descends over a people. It's happening in the United States. Jan Olson Show, SOS Radio Network.
This is the SOS Radio Network. SOS.